Stories are made of plots. I like reading a good story. I like reading a good book. Maybe you've watched a movie that has a plot line to it. Plots have characters in them. And plots have rising of action. Plots also have conflict in them. Tonight's story has a plot. And that plot has a character by the name of Dr. Fritz and Timmy. And the narrator at the beginning of the night asked this question: would Dr. Fritz ruin Timmy's Christmas, or would Timmy have an effect on Dr. Fritz? Plots are fun to follow. Tonight, the plot of Dr. Fritz's life looked like this. He was getting to the end of his life. Not only was he getting to the end of his life, but he was a little bit abrasive to religion. He thought it was superficial, that it was lies and foolishness. Not only were those things true about Dr. Fritz, but he also thought that God was harsh and that God was mean. We learned some other things about Dr. Fritz and how he was thinking. He was against others praying for him. He was unhappy with life. And really without purpose in life. He was grumpy with others. As I read and I listened to the musical this evening, there were a couple of truths that the Bible has that jumped off the page at me as I listened to the musical. There are a few verses that shed some light on Dr. Fritz's life. And watch this. We have your attention tonight. The truth is, the verses that I'm reading may shed some light on your life. You see, there are two thoughts that came to me throughout the musical tonight. One was the mind of man. All of us have a mind, and that mind has things that it chooses to believe and things that it refuses to believe. That's true of all of us. All of us have a mind. God gave us a mind. The Bible says this in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 4. In whom the God of this world, little g, referring to Satan, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Folks, tonight's a nice storyline. It's a nice plot. But the truth of the matter is, it reveals a very important truth that is taking place in our world today. And that truth is that the God of this world, who is Satan, his utmost purpose is to blind the minds of men and women, lest they should receive the glorious light of the gospel and that it would shine in to someone's soul. You see, Dr. Fritz is an example of what God told us happens to men and women who are kept from believing the gospel of Christ. May I say this tonight? The greatest tragedy taking place in our world is not when the stock market drops 500 points in a day and you happen to lose some investment. The greatest tragedy that takes place is not when someone's diagnosed with a terminal disease, though that is a terrible tragedy. The greatest tragedy that takes place in America today is not when a baby is murdered by abortion, though that is a terrible tragedy. Hear closely tonight. The greatest tragedy that takes place is when a man, a woman, a boy, or girl is blinded to the gospel. When their mind is blinded to the gospel. You see, Dr. Fritz's mind was blinded to the gospel. He had a number of thoughts that when we look at those thoughts and evaluate those thoughts from a Bible perspective, they were not true thoughts. They were not things that he should have chosen to receive and believe in his mind, but he did so. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 14, but their minds were blinded. For unto this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Speaking of Jews here, and says that their minds are blinded. They don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah. And Jesus came to take that veil away. My friend, the biblical truth that I see in tonight's musical is that the minds of men are easily blinded. You say, what did Dr. Fritz receive? And what did Dr. Fritz reject? Number one, he seemed to believe and had believed in his mind that no one cared for him. But when we compare that to Scripture, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. You see, Dr. Fritz's mind was blinded about who God was. That no one cared for him, but that doesn't line up with Scripture. Dr. Fritz thought that nerve pills would bring him peace. But we know that the Bible says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. What Dr. Fritz was blinded to was that only Jesus brings peace with God. Dr. Fritz thought that the gospel of Christ, Jesus dying, being buried, and rising again, that was all lies and foolishness. But in John chapter 8, verse number 32, the Bible says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Dr. Fritz thought, I don't need what you're trying to push on me, Timmy. You can bring some Christmas decorations, just not any that are religious. Remember that part? Dr. Fritz, in his mind, believed that God was a harsh, uncaring, and mean God. But we know that John 3:16 says this, for God so loved the world, and he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, anyone who believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You say, preacher, I don't have any of those thoughts. Could I still be blind? Absolutely. There are many thoughts that people are believing today that do not align with Scripture. And because of that, it blinds their minds to the gospel. Thoughts like this. The thought that I'm okay and I don't need God. That's a thought that blinds somebody to the gospel. That Jesus died in your place for your sin. My friend, listen closely tonight as I close. Every person here needs God. And may I be more specific? Every person here tonight needs Jesus, God's Son, as your Savior. And the reason that is true is because all of us are in the same category tonight. We're all in the category of being a sinner. And because all of us have chosen to sin, we have no remedy individually for that. God does have a remedy. It is His Son. It is Jesus Christ who died, was buried, and rose again to pay completely for your sin individually and for the sins of the whole world. And so the thought that I'm okay and don't need Christ is a blinder. The thought that my good works will be sufficient to get me to heaven is a blinder. It blinds people, lest they should receive the glorious gospel. The thought that because my parents have believed or been in church and that covers me is a blinder. The thought that there's no life after death and therefore I don't need to prepare for eternity is a blinder tonight, my friend. I'm being honest with you. The thought that my going to church is all God expects of me and He'll look down when I die and smile and bring me into heaven is a lie, first of all, but it's a blinder. Although the mind of Dr. Fritz was bent against God and against his son, Jesus Christ, I saw another truth in the plot. This is a great truth. It's the mercy of God. I see the mind of man. Certainly our mind is bent on some thoughts sometimes that don't line up with the Bible and keep us from receiving the gospel, keep us from believing on Jesus Christ alone. But I see the mercy of God. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace you are saved." As we listened to the drama and musical together tonight, a question crossed my mind. How did God show His mercy to Dr. Fritz? First thing that came to my mind was God sent a little boy with a little wagon, with a few little goodies, that was a believer in Christ, to Dr. Fritz's door. Huh. You know, God works sometimes and we don't even think how He's working. Here's a little boy that enters Dr. Fritz's life. Abrasive Dr. Fritz. Mean Dr. Fritz. Kind, friendly, a little bit persistent little boy. Did you ever think why somebody might enter your life? For me, it was a Sunday school teacher that entered my life and began to introduce me to Jesus. It was a preacher by the name of Pastor Lewis when I was a young boy that introduced me to the gospel where I received Christ. First step of God's mercy towards Dr. Fritz was the little boy. Huh. God puts people in our lives. Watch this. For purpose or on purpose. Did you ever think about how and why you met so-and-so? Sometimes we meet people through family. Sometimes we meet people through work. Sometimes we meet people online or in our neighborhood. I just had new neighbors move in right next door to me. And we went over and our dog met their dogs. And we got talking and wow, why did God bring them in my life? Why did God bring me into their life? You know, God orchestrates those kinds of things. Second thing I thought is that God sent someone into his life that cared about him and had the good news. What is the good news, Pastor? The good news is the gospel of Jesus. Remember, Timothy said, well, you may not want Jesus in your house, but I hope you get him in your heart. Huh. Little Timmy. Little 10-year-old boy. God was using in Dr. Fritz's life. Huh. God preserved Dr. Fritz's life until he could meet Timmy and hear about Jesus. You know, tonight's a nice evening to come together. But did you think about this? God might have bigger plans than just being a nice evening. You think that God may have kept you alive tonight so that you could hear the good news of Christ, that He died for your sin and rose again, and that you might believe on Christ and be saved? Could it be the mercy of God in your life that He preserved your life all the way up to tonight? Like He preserved Dr. Fritz's life until the little boy could knock on his door. The mercy of God, folks. I want you to understand, things don't happen by accident. God has a plan in everything that's taking place. Fourthly, He was given an invitation to come to a Christmas party. Huh. Does that have any similarity to you tonight? Were you given an invitation? I want you to see something behind all of these things. God's mercy. What's mercy, preacher? Mercy is that God doesn't give us what we do deserve. God gives us the opportunity to be saved, to know Christ. Fifthly, he was given time by God for his heart to soften to the gospel. Maybe you're here tonight, and if we sat down and talked about religion in my office, maybe you would say, "Preacher, that's for you, it's not for me." Maybe you would say, "Preacher, I think I'm okay. I hope I'm going to get to heaven someday. I hope it all works out. Preacher, I have my beliefs, you have your beliefs. Let's leave it at that." But won't you hear me tonight? It's not my beliefs and your beliefs. It's not religion. It's a relationship with Christ. And it's what the Bible teaches us is the way to heaven. Listen, if it was man's opinion, if all we could do is point back to man and say, "Hey, one man has this opinion, one man has this opinion." But God wrote the book, the Bible, and he wrote it so that we would know that there is a God, and God has a mind on this matter. And he has mercy. His mercy was shown when he saved Dr. Fritz's soul from sin. Remember the scene over here to my right? Remember Dr. Fritz seeing Timmy in the bed? And all that heart began to soften. Oh, that heart all of a sudden thought about God in a different light. Thought about what Jesus did for him in a different light. Here's what happened. Watch this. His mind changed. What he believed about God and Jesus in the past changed at that moment. That's salvation. He went from unbelief to belief. He went from thinking that maybe there are many things that I just don't agree with in the Bible to believing what God's Word said. And I share this verse with you as I close tonight. John chapter 6, the Bible says in verse number 37, it says, "All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me," Jesus is speaking here, "I will in no wise cast out." What's it saying? Hear me individually tonight. Would you listen to me and let me have your eyes as I close this time together? If you would come to Christ by faith tonight, and you would say, "Jesus, I believe you died for me and rose again, and I need you to forgive me of my sins. You're the only one that can do so." If you would come in simple faith, the Bible says, "Him that cometh to me," Jesus speaking, "I will in no wise cast out." What's Jesus saying? He'll save you. Every person that's ever come to Jesus in faith, he's saved. Watch this. In a plot, there's an introduction. There's a conflict. Boy, you sense some tension in the plot tonight, didn't you? At the beginning, with the little boy and Dr. Fritz, and there was clashing going on. But watch this in the plot. There's a climax. The climax was when Dr. Fritz was in the hospital room. And the climax for Dr. Fritz's life, watch this, the climax for his life was that point where he came and said yes to Jesus. Could it be that you've been living your life for years, independent of God? Oh, going to church. Trying to do the best you can. But really not seeing that you need God and need His Son, Jesus Christ. Could it be that your life is described like that? Could your plot line be, "I've lived life. I've had conflicts, inner conflicts at times. But the climax that God wants to bring you to is the climax of believing on His Son and being born again." That could take place in your life tonight.
Thank you for joining us by way of the internet today. We're so glad that you were able to be with us, and we pray that the service was a blessing to your heart. Even though the sermon is over, our service is not over. At the end of our service, we give an opportunity for people to respond and come to an altar and pray over what God dealt with them about. Sometimes people come to call upon Christ and to be saved. Others come to make a decision for Christ regarding their Christian lives. Others come to call out to the Lord about special needs and situations in their lives. Maybe God has dealt with you today about some specific area of your life. I invite you to make an altar right there in your home, a quiet time before the Lord where you pray to Him and respond to Him about what He has spoken to you about. If you made a decision for the Lord today, we would be glad to hear about that decision and or answer any questions you have today about the message that was preached. You can contact us by way of email at info@mountziononline.org or by way of phone at 717-927-9227. Again, we thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to you joining us again for our live stream weekly on Sundays at 10:45 a.m. and on Sunday evenings at 6:45 p.m. If we can meet a need in your life, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thank you, and God bless you.